Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop, and you will actually get some Genshin Impact and anime. Surprise, surprise.
Woohoo!
So you can tune in and listen to us on all platforms, basically. And let's get started, because there's always just so much K-pop stuff going on.
Always.
First off, someone messaged us, and then on Instagram, someone DM'd us. And I went back to look at it, because I looked at it. I got a notification, saw it during work. Went back to look at it later, and disappeared. But I kind of saw, I saw it really briefly.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but I don't know if you deleted it, or I don't know what the heck happened. Like, it disappeared.
Because we were
gonna, I was gonna show it to Haley, because it was more of her specialty. It was like a Stray Kids question.
Mm.
I was gonna show it to you after I was done with work.
Yeah,
but it didn't make it. Like, it looked like I was a crazy person because it was gone. So if I don't know if you deleted it, or whoever's listening to this and you're the person that sent it. It was something regarding. You could send us DMs and messages if you have questions about stuff, or you just want to say hi. We usually get back to you, but then, so don't delete it. Don't get your hopes up. We actually do read most of it, if not all of it,
mm-hmm.
unless it's just like, you know, trying to, those advertisements for like, oh, get 1,000 followers in 2 minutes.
Those ones we just delete.
Yeah. But this one was actually from someone who listened. So my apologies if you thought we were just ignoring you and then for some reason you deleted it. But it was something about Stray Kids. So Stray Kids tickets, I believe the question was along the lines of, I guess there was like a stay membership. Is that what there is right now?
I think it was like a pre-sale code.
But is it related to the membership? I think it was something about like membership related pre-sale. Because you know how like we have membership pre-sales basically everything else.
Yeah. Well, there is no ticket sales regarding stay memberships.
Okay.
That I know of.
Is there like a... Is there pre-sale?
There's a pre-sale membership. So, like, for the upcoming shows, for the Atlanta and Fort Worth show, the tickets go on sale this Friday, October 7th, for the general public. But there is a pre-sale for October 6th, and this is only for stays that bought tickets for the Atlanta and Fort Worth show previously, the ones that got postponed. So they're given a code, like, if they want to go to the ones that were added.
Oh, okay. So that's the only pre-sale then.
That's the only pre-sale.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay, so it's kind of like how Map of the Soul for BTS had, like, when they postponed it. Okay, so cool. So that was, I think that was probably the question.
Yeah,
that's something about the pre-sale.
That's the only way that you're able to get a pre-sale. And they've texted the people that already... had the code. I mean, who already bought tickets, they already got their code. So, like, if you didn't get it, that means, like, you don't have the pre-sale code. You have to do the general sales on Friday. Yeah.
That was pretty much it. And then if you weren't aware, yes, they did. Remember, they did cancel because of COVID. Like, I think Ian and someone else got
Lino
COVID.
Lino and Felix.
So they caught COVID, and then so they had to postpone...
Atlanta and Fort Worth.
Yes, Dallas. Yeah. And then so they added those dates back. So they really are, they're actually coming. It's going to be on March 22nd and 23rd. So they're adding a second show for each of those. So it's like two. So March 22nd, 23rd is Atlanta. And then March 26th, 27th is going to be at Dallas, Fort Worth. And that's where they're going to end. It's kind of after their Asia tour.
Yeah.
Or like their world tour, actually, because it says Bangkok, Singapore, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
As Haley would tell me.
Yeah.
Because we did not know. When I took geography class here, I'm pretty sure the teacher said Melbourne.
That's totally wrong. It's pronounced Melbourne.
So we have a verified Australian
letting
us know it's Melbourne. And then they went Sydney, then they're coming back to the US for 4 days. So book your flights.
Yep.
I know we're not, because we're kind of broke after all the K-pop this year.
No, we'll wait for them to come back to LA.
Yeah, because this is still a continuation of the Maniac tour. Yep. So we'll wait for like Maxident, or maybe like if they have like a new full album by then. So just wait for that. And I hope that answers your question, whoever you are, lady that listened to us.
Yeah. or if anyone else was curious, I mean, that's what it was.
So that out of the way. Next up, we do... You know, I have something interesting. I don't know. Did you see that thing about CL?
I did.
Okay, so CL, who is, you know, one of the members of 21.
Yep.
So
she's the leader of 21.
Not just any member. Sorry. Leader of 21. And if you're not familiar with 21, you know, they're the Blackpink, literally, before Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, paved the way. It's like Blackpink was, like, the second coming of 21 in a way. So they were, like, the generation that kind of continued 21. And, you know, like, they're all obviously, because that's their, like, what? Nuna's for guys, right?
Yeah.
So Uni's for Blackpink. So they kind of help pave the way.
Yeah.
And the style is kind of similar, because it's more like, you know, like kind of like that.
It goes harder.
Yeah. It's not like Twice.
Pop, like Twice.
It's not like Twice. So they kind of went off through that. So yes. So with YG still. I don't know if you saw. Well, you did, actually.
Yeah, just how many did.
But someone. So she was performing in Korea at some. I forgot what festival. It was probably like at a university, which is crazy in Korea that they have K-pop groups perform at universities.
You want to know what's funny, though? You brought that up. Did you see the one that was at USC? They had a K-pop festival here. Yeah.
At USC?
I think it was USC or Irvine.
Who is it? Or, like, do you know any of them? Like, are there actual groups?
Yeah, there were groups that we knew.
Oh.
Yeah, not, like, huge groups, but I believe that one chick from Business Proposal performed. The main one. Jiho's friend.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. She was, like, also in Produce and everything.
Yeah, she performed.
Sejong. She was here?
Yeah.
What? Was it?
This was, like, a couple, maybe, like, last month or something.
Oh,
I, like,
my
saw
God.
It and then I forgot about it. But God then you just brought it up and I was like, yeah, that was the first K-pop concert at a university here
in
the States.
That's, fuck, we missed, fuck.
No, but you had to have been an attendee for the university to be able
like
to get tickets.
Like, you had to be a student.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's interesting because actually now that you mention it, I do kind of recall her being here because I follow her on Instagram.
I remember you saying that she went to Disneyland and stuff.
Yeah.
That was
the same time. That was when... Oh, so I guess if you're a Business Proposal, you know, K-drama fan. Yes, so Sejong, like the star, was here. And she was also, like, before she became, like, this huge actress, she was a K-pop idol, if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
She was on Produce, and then she was also... Is it IOI?
Yes.
I believe it was IOI with John Somi.
Yeah.
It's insane, like, how they're all connected, right? So, yeah, she was here. That's pretty crazy. But, yeah, in Korea...
I didn't know OCL was performing for a university concert.
No, I think it was. Like, it said festival, but I think, looking into it, I think it was university. So, like, they have a lot of K-pop groups, even especially the smaller ones. That includes Stacey, you know, our girl Stacey. There's even NMIX. All these new Gen 4 groups kind of get their names out there. They perform at local universities.
That's so
which
cool.
is like the equivalent of they perform local universities around the U.S.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so Korea gets, you know, lucky because I guess it is technically K-pop,
right,
Korea pop,
exactly.
Right? So what happened when CL was performing? Some guy, literally a random guy.
Like a fan.
Like a fan.
Right?
Okay, at least
a fan.
Yeah. He jumped onto the stage. Like, he was able to, like, I don't know, sneak past security or whatever. Like, walk onto the stage. Like, and then went up and hugged her and started singing with her.
But you know what? I saw the clips of it. CL handled that really,
really well. Yes.
But it was, like, crazy because she didn't look, like, super shocked. She looked super happy.
She tried to play that. She
played it off,
obviously.
Really
well because she didn't want to scare, like, the audience scare, like, you know, make it a big scene.
Yeah.
She was actually performing.
Yeah.
So, like... He hugged her.
She, like, ran up to him and, like, hugged him back.
Made it more, like,
then,
try to make it more comfortable instead of, like, a crazy situation. So you gotta give props to CL because she, like, handled it the best possible way.
But that's freaking scary.
So he got up there. He hugged her, was singing with her. He was even dancing on stage, like, by himself and, like, dancing.
until,
like,
the security finally fucking came.
Did their job. Like, it was insane, though, because a lot of people, like... We're obviously worried.
It is scary.
It is
you
scary.
Don't know
yeah.
their motives.
But at least his motive was just to like...
Yeah, he loves her probably. But
regardless, yeah, that's kind of insane. Can you imagine?
So yeah, like, me running up on stage. He got the
dream
of,
like, he lived his dream, but thank God he wasn't, like, psycho.
Was he arrested?
I don't know if he was arrested, but definitely, obviously, escorted off the stage with security. And then even when he was getting escorted out, I think CL was just, like, laughing.
Yeah.
Like, looking back and laughing, like, it's, like, unreal, but it's crazy. But like, yeah. At least she, like, I was going to say, she handled it super well.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't have known. You probably thought, like, oh, maybe he's, act. Like, he's invited.
Like a friend. Maybe he's, like, a guest.
Invited up guest there. Because, like, artist. People were saying, like, oh, I thought he was one of the backup dancers or something. Because, like, people didn't know it wasn't.
At that time. Yeah, at the time. She handled it well, like you said. Like,
it's, they thought it was, like, part of the performance almost. But like, it wasn't. Probably thinking,
oh, it's, like, a guest or, like, someone. Nope. It was a random dude. Like a blackjack.
Lucky for him.
That lucky blackjack that got to hug and sing and dance with CL. Mm-hmm. Like, if he didn't go to the jail, he like got away with like the best fan experience possible. Yeah,
but then people were like, man, they better do something about that because like don't give other fans that kind of idea.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. I think that's why. Like, obviously, like security probably like, you know, is going to tighten up a lot more after this incident. So speaking about security, also, like, a YG finally got involved with the whole Jenny and Tay leaks, like, the pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they finally got involved, and they are finally investigating, and they commissioned the police to start looking and investigating, too.
Didn't Hybe also do something, too? I think they posted something on Weverse. I think
they announced something finally, too.
Like, for, like, very a lawsuit recent. And stuff.
Yeah, so that's all really recent. And I think the thing, like, okay, this has been going on for a while now. I think we've talked about this for like months now.
Maybe, yeah.
So a lot of people are thinking that it's possibly because they were just waiting for Blackpink to finish all their promotions. Because literally, we're going to see them in a few weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to actually just start the world. Damn, we're going to see them in a few weeks.
I know.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that means we're going to Texas.
We're going to Dallas. We're going to see them in, like on the first day of the tour. And then anyways, yeah, they're going to finally start touring. So the promotions are done because they're kind of going to get ready.
Yeah. Their promotions was so short, by the way. I feel like they didn't even promote.
But it felt like, you know, it was pretty strong. Like, it was really, like, taken well. And there was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It was short, but a lot of content.
Mm.
Even with the Spotify thing, I went with my sister, remember? The pop-up.
Oh, that's true.
So, they're finally doing something. I think they're just waiting for the right time.
Right.
And the interesting thing is, they're, like, you know, saying, like, they're going to investigate more and file a lawsuit, but I don't think I saw anywhere, like, denying the claims.
No. They didn't say, like, oh, like, this relationship is not real. They didn't say anything.
They didn't say these pictures are completely fake, but it's, like, they're just investigating, like, more on the guy that leaked them. So, like I said, I'm all for it. And I'm happy for them because they seem like, from the pictures themselves, looks like they're both having, like, an equally, like, great time with each other.
I did see an article, though, I think it was on All K-Pop, that they were saying that, like, the person that was leaking it, he was saying that they were edited. So, I don't know who to believe, okay. You know?
Maybe it could be possible that
and then he was just trying just to like, get attention. I don't know.
I mean, that's always one thing. Yeah. Right? But in the back of my head, I'm still a believe. We will not know
the truth until they come forward.
They could be saying that last minute now because of all this, you know, now there's, like legal stuff going on and investigations of police involved. So, we don't know. I mean, for the most part, from what I saw, they look happy. So I'm happy if they're happy, like, to be honest. So
I hope one day they do come forward if it is real.
Because it's interesting enough that, like, we've talked about how Jenny has publicly been dating, you know, like, Kai from EXO and, you know, G-Dragon before.
Yeah.
I feel like the reason why they probably didn't go public at, like, if, you know, because, I mean, Jenny would be able to. Maybe it's because of Tae. Maybe because of V.
Maybe. But I was going to say they don't have a dating ban.
But they probably, like, don't want anything publicly, like, with everything going on,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
At least both companies are involved now. So that's kind of good. And hopefully, you know, like, we talked about Jenny and all the pressure and all the stuff she's gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this helps. And someone who doesn't have as much pressure but also gets some, like, hate sometimes, like, from, like, the media and, like, saying the wrong words about her is Jisoo. But it's not for that reason this time. It's because, you know, how we know she always wears Dior, right? She's been an ambassador for Dior for a while.
Right.
So now, I don't think she is.
Really? You
know, because Cartier, like, got involved and, like, they, like, doubled down on, like, the sponsorship. Isn't that crazy?
She can't do both?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, that's probably the reason why I like brand ambassador, especially for like these big like companies.
That's
like,
so
these
surprising big... because Dior is like pretty fucking big.
I know. That's why. But like it, if they doubled the money,
yeah.
I already wonder how much like Dior was paying her, right?
Yeah.
That's probably a lot. So there you go. I mean, because like Jenny has Chanel. I think we talked about this in the previous episode too. What else do I have? Oh, speaking about like another girl group of four, the Gen 5 kind of version of Blackpink.
Gen 5?
Or Gen 4.
Oh, so, I was like, wait.
We're getting too far ahead.
They're not that young.
Yes. Gen 4. Aespa. They're at Fashion Week too right now in Paris. But also, they are going to have NFTs.
Are they the first ones?
We've joked about I think so.
Mm.
We've joked about this with our friends before. But it makes the most damn sense that Aespa would have NFTs first, right?
They're virtual.
The Kwangya. The world of Kwangya. And so it's like inspired by their actual DNA. I don't know. I was confused when I read that. I was like, their DNA? Like, I don't know what the hell. So there's going to be NFTs. So start to save up.
I still don't understand NFTs, to be honest. Okay.
You don't have to go in too deep.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Just leave it where it is for yourself.
Are they like digital photocards?
Like Digimon. But no, that's pretty much all I have right now for that. So that means it's Hailey's turn with all her Stray Kids, her BTS stuff going on. My gosh. So,
BTS is yours too. So and Stray Kids is yours.
This is true. But before we start that, tell everyone where they could listen and follow us and all that stuff.
You can listen to us and follow us on Permission to Stand podcasts on TikTok and Instagram.
And then, like I said, we're available pretty much on all platforms. So I'm going to stop saying Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and blah, 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 blah. All platforms. That's basically it. Now let's get started. Stray Kids. You could also send, I was going to say, Instagram-wise, you can, like I said in the beginning, just send us a DM if you have questions. We don't mind addressing it and talking about it. I mean, it's good for you and it's good for us to just get out there. So that was a great question, whoever you were.
Right.
Please say hi again. Please send us another message saying it was you.
I was even confused because when I saw those things on Ticketmaster, I was like, pre-sale? Like, how the heck do you get like, pre-sale?
Hailey didn't really know about it when I told her about the message. Yeah. Then she kind of looked it up. So that's why it's kind of good on all ends of the both parties for all of us. So continue to do that because we do actually get a few people like, asking stuff and it's kind of nice that we could help people out with that. So Stray Kids, you want Stray Kids first or you want BTS first?
We can do Stray Kids.
Okay, go for it.
First off,
right?
Yes.
Happy birthday,
Bang Chan. It was on October 3rd, yes. Which is the same birthday as your sister and my brother's girlfriend.
It's just crazy. And he has my freaking Stray Kids bias has the same bias as them. It's really wild.
I was like, now you'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's for sure. So that's been going on. But apparently there's even like billboards and stuff, huh?
Yeah, so...
In the U.S.
The U.S., yeah, not Korea. Which is insane.
Yeah, it's not in Asia. Wow.
You know what's really cute is that... So like I saw... Rachel sent me this clip of when Stray Kids was younger and then they were walking around New York City and Bang Chan was talking to the other members saying stuff like, well, like, wouldn't it be so cool to see our billboards in New York City one day? And then Bang Chan was all like, oh, we'll have to work really hard. And then they were all like looking at like, you know, Times Square and everything. And they're like, yeah, one day we'll get there. And then look at this. Now he has his own fucking billboard.
A freaking birthday banner billboard.
Yeah, in Times Square. It's like this huge screen. Insane. But it's like, I hope he saw it. People are probably like tagging him like crazy in it because like it was from the fans. Like the fans won that for him to be like posted on that billboard in New York City, which is crazy. Wild. Yeah, they've come so far.
I really hope he saw it too. Like because it, like you said, it's his like dream. So
yeah.
It's like cool that the dream come, like his dreams come true and everything. So there you go. Congrats, Bang Chan, and happy birthday.
So their album is coming out this Friday, October 7th.
Oh shit, Maxident already?
Yeah, but then the thing is like, because it's in Korea, it's the 7th, so it'll be the 6th for us at 9 p.m.
And because you ordered yours, that means you won't get it for like a week
another
or two.
Another 2 weeks, probably.
Because of JYP's shipping.
Yeah, so like a lot of people that ordered their albums from like Target, Barnes & Nobles, and stuff like
you'll
that.
Get they, you'll they, get
it's
it.
Already
safe.
It's already shipped.
Yeah.
But then my JYP one, the signed ones, are not shipped yet.
But that's the main reason. We order it from like JYP because they have like the signed albums.
Yeah.
Man, I love the signatures and the signed albums. Like even though like Blackpink, YG, but even like the Twice ones.
Please manifest like really for cool. me to at least pull one Hyunjin, please.
Four Hyunjins for Haley.
No, one is enough. But
I believe. So, I believe.
Thank you. So because they're promoting their album already, they had this thing where you call their hotline.
Holy shit! This is one of the coolest,
yeah,
wildest promotions I've ever, like, in my life.
I was so confused, though,
like,
when I saw it.
Not even K-pop-wise, like, yeah. Just in general.
I was like, is this real?
There's a hotline number.
Yes, their love line. They call it their love line.
Hashtag love line. You call it, and they're talking to you, and it sounds like, you know, you could press numbers.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like,
dial 1 for Bang Chan.
Yeah.
Dial 2 for Lino.
And, of course, Haley, like, finds out about this, runs into the room, like, where I'm working.
Yeah.
And while I'm literally doing my, like, medical reviews, like, she's like, oh my god, like, listen to this. And like, I'm like listening, and it's like, oh, it's Felix talking, and then like Bang Chan now talking. It's
yeah.
like insane. Like, it's cool. It's legit really, really cool. I wish they did more of this.
I think you can still call the number if you're interested. It's 1-833-SKZ-1432. And then when you dial that number, you get a message from all 8 members together. But then if you put in the code 143...
Of course, I love you, right? Yeah. 143,
which
right.
is the name of their title track, Case 143. You get to talk and choose like between what member you want to talk to.
That's insane. So did you call everyone?
Yeah, I listened to all of them. And the majority of them were English, except for Hyunjin, for some reason. Lino even spoke English.
Interesting.
It was all for, like, international fans then.
Did you tell your, like, your other stay friends?
Of course,
here?
Yeah.
Like, what were they saying? Like, did they know about it? Like, what was the reaction?
Oh,
I'm
no,
just curious,
I even,
as a stay, like...
I even told, like, your cousin Camille, she's like, is this real? Like, is it a safe number to call?
No, it's...
And I'm like, she's like, did you call it? And I was like, yeah, I called it. Like, it's for reals. But
they're
then,
gonna steal your no.
I know, no. It's
steal
really
your
cool
identity.
Because like they promoted it on like their Instagram, so it was a message for them like, please call this number for the Stray Kids Love Line.
That's such a wild promotion.
I know. I was like,
genius.
What?
Why the hell didn't you do this for Twice, JYP? Damn you.
Because yeah. like I guess for them it's like all about love. Like their whole album is like 1-4-3 kind of thing.
Well, the last album for Twice,
that's
between
true.
One and two, is the love between Twice and Once. So
maybe this is a new
I'm
thing.
Hurt.
He's trying.
I'm hurt.
They're trying this out.
They
maybe
try
next
all
time.
Of the good stuff out like after Twice's
I
promotions.
Know.
It's the worst.
It's fine. Next time probably. But
oh, man, I want to talk to Sana on the phone.
Well, you don't actually get to talk to them. You
I
listen
don't care.
To their message. But what else happened? Oh, some shocking news for me. Well, Hyunjin cut
calm
his
down.
Hair.
Down.
No.
Hyunjin
cut his hair.
Into
a bowl cut.
A bowl cut. And he's blonde, right?
He's blonde, which I'm happy about. He looks good with
I
blonde
just imagine
hair.
Like a really like bad bowl cut.
Like a
you
coconut
know, like,
head?
Yeah.
Yeah. So awesome. What was funny because like there's no actual like pictures or videos of this because this was for a pre-recording of a new music show. Have you heard of it? K909?
No.
So it only came out last month. I didn't know about it either.
This is a brand new one.
It's a brand new music show. So they were doing a pre-recording for this. So, of course, no phones, cameras are allowed, obviously. So the fans that went to this pre-recording went on Twitter and were like, oh my god, like Hyunjin is blonde and he cut his hair. And then people were doing drawing.
Yeah, I love the sketches that
yeah.
people imagine.
So the stays were doing sketches of what Hyunjin looked like, and one of them was so funny. It was just like stick figure, basically. And then someone else, like who was a real artist, I would say. No, just kidding. Like someone that could really, really draw
a really,
really well.
Talented person,
yeah.
skillful person, yeah.
They drew it, and I was like, oh man, like he actually looks really cute. But I'd want to see it in person first.
Yeah, that was really...
It's been a long
my
time.
My favorite is still the stick figure bowl cuts.
Yeah. It's been a long time one. Since Hyunjin has had hair like this, like back since when they first debuted. So he's probably going to look like a child. Just what I need. But oh, and then because I was saying like with my stay friends too, I was like, I hope one of the members at least goes pink, like has pink hair.
I mean, it makes sense.
Doesn't that make sense with the love kind of freaking hearts?
Not to mention the pink, the freaking albums are, yeah, like they look like Blackpink albums.
This would have been a perfect opportunity for all of the members to go pink, to be honest, but only one is IN.
Of course. I mean, he's the most recent hair, yeah, with the colored hair.
So, yeah.
That's pretty, well, I'm still thinking about the phone call. You can actually, again, if you're curious, it's 1-833-SKZ-1432. And then the extension code is 143 after you hear all of them talk to you, which is, it still blows my mind. It's such a cool promotion. Damn.
I know. And then like, so they actually had a fan call event. They haven't had one of these since like their Maniac promotions. But they had one with Nasific, which is like a makeup brand. Cosmo brand, but so we were hoping that we would see Hyunjin's hair because you know they do video call and people record them, but no, sad news,
unfortunate news.
The day before like the fan call meet with the fans, his grandpa passed away, so he's not gonna be part of that, so that was pretty sad.
So prayers out to Hyunjin,
I know, and his family, poor thing,
and his hair.
He likes it though. He's wanted it for cut. Haley. For me. Yeah. He's been wanting his hair cut. I hate it. Just kidding, Hyunjin. I'm just kidding.
No, she's not. Then they also, it says here, for case 143.
Oh, yeah. So they remember, we talked about this a while back when they were here. And then someone's dad saw them at a car wash here in LA.
So it was here.
That's
so fucking funny.
They were in bright pink outfits and we were like, oh, maybe this is like a photo shoot or something for their new album. Well, they released their performance video teaser for Case 143 and lo and behold, they're in their pink outfits dancing in front of the car wash. So that's what it was for.
So someone's dad got very lucky.
Yes.
What else do they have here?
Oh my god, see their promotions like back to back to back. This morning when I woke up, there was a preview. It was like a minute long of their song Case 143 on TikTok, and they were dancing in their Skazoo outfits.
Oh, again?
Yes,
like the big ones.
Yes,
the one like Thunderous. Yeah, the Thunderous. Okay, if you haven't watched that, watch that. Thunderous Skazoo.
But they're in pairs. So like Bang Chang was with Lee No, and then Ian was with Hyunjin. Oh, Changbin was with Han, and then Sungmin was with Felix. So like they're dancing in pairs, but then they're doing the choreo for their new song. But I'm like, damn. The song really sounds good, and I sent it in our group chat, and even James was like, man, it sounds good. Felix is the voice for the chorus. And it's sung in English in his deep voice. It's freaking crazy. It sounds really good.
Is it a rock song? Or no?
No, I remember some of the other recent ones. It's not a rock song. Okay. But yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Okay. Okay.
Excited
for that. Yep. And I think that's pretty much it, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, damn. Like, that's a lot of Stray Kids in this past week. A lot of stuff going on.
There'll be more because they'll be promoting again.
Of course.
But I think it's canceled next week. They're all like music performances.
There's so many like promotions going on, even like for like a lot of other groups that we don't listen to, like a lot of girl groups. They have a lot of comebacks and everything this October.
Oh.
I think like our, you know, like Zach, Kevin, and James were like talking about a lot of them.
What is it?
Like,
NMIX?
Promotions coming up. Yeah, I mean NMIX, just, you know, they're promoting. I think there's even more. I don't know if it was IVE, maybe Luna. Or something.
Like all the girl groups that
A lot of different girl groups that they listen to. Unfortunately, we don't, Haley and I don't listen to
we listen to their songs, but
we're not like in depth like with what's going on and like following everything. Right, we just hear what's going on. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I think, you know, by the end of this year, there's gonna be a lot more things going on.
Oh, it feels like. I didn't put this on our things to talk about, but I recently listened to Treasure's new album. Really, really good. It's a mini album.
It's a mini album.
But it's like, it really has that old YG sound to it. It's really good.
I will listen to this.
Yeah.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll play it in the back.
Their title track, Hello, so good.
Really?
Yes.
Shit.
Yep.
All right. Maybe I'll listen tonight.
You like Treasure's songs. Oh, I do. Remember, you listened to them before me, actually.
Right.
Yeah. So like, actually, I think you're going to like this album.
I might enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's just... I guess it's another, 13 guys I have to learn?
I think it's 12.
12? Okay. Yeah. 13 is just 17.
17, yeah. Okay. This one is 12.
Goodness.
You don't have to learn their names. Just listen to their music.
Okay. We'll see.
Except I know one of their names.
That's how it begins.
I know.
This is how you get sucked in.
Yeah. They're really young, too. So
I mean, and they're part of YG, like you said, so.
Yeah. They're Blackpink's baby brothers, basically.
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blackpink is their unis, right? I know. Wait, Nunas. Sorry. I'm still figuring that shit out. BTS next, it looks like. Already, we are here. And BTS, new Run BTS episode.
I know. Oh my God, I can't freaking believe it. Because I was talking to Elise, I was like, is there going to be another Run episode? Why was it only that one telepathy episode and then
that's it? We're just left in the dark.
Yeah, I'm like, hello?
Yo, this... We haven't watched it, but I've seen so many.
Well, it's not out yet.
Oh, it was a trailer or something then, right?
Yeah, it comes out October 11th.
So October 11th. Mm-hmm. And then you just watch it on Weverse.
Yeah. And they have it on YouTube too.
I saw so many memes of this already.
Of course.
Because they are doing flying yoga.
That's the one that you do, like the aerial yoga with all like the ribbon kind of material. Because it was
Jungkook's idea.
Yep.
And they didn't think that it would happen.
Yep, well, it's all his fucking fault.
You can see everyone's face is like, oh my God, fuck this. Like,
because at the end of their last episode for telepathy, the members were like having K-barbecue together and then just talking about like ideas for like, you know, future shows and stuff and then like things that they want to try. So like when they were going around the table, other members was like, oh, I think that was Jin that said that.
I can imagine Jin saying farming.
He said 100%. Farming. J-Hope was like food tour. Fencing, I think, was V. And Jimin said pole dancing.
Of course, Jimin would want pole dancing.
Dude, yes. But that would have been so funny, too.
Who knows? We might get a future episode still.
But they chose Jungkook's idea because he was like, flying yoga?
So random. He said it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Pole dancing would be cool. V's pretty good at it already, right? Remember he did it in Paris with like Lisa and P. Yeah. Park Bogum. So
yeah, so I mean, the episode looks freaking hilarious already. Just from the teaser.
What are some of the memes we've seen?
Well, they look like flying, like the flying like, foxes, like the and bats and hanging stuff, upside right? down, oh my and then God, someone like so, caught them as like fish.
So yeah, oh my God! All just look up all the freaking memes for this. It's hilarious. Yeah, it's so good. The internet always wins.
But basically, they covered the members' faces with like stickers of their faces because they're probably like. Had ugly faces when they were hanging upside down, so they're protecting the artist's rights kind of thing. They always do that. They
always do that, especially when they protected Jimin's nipples and BTS in the soup when he was topless.
It's so dumb. And then they go ahead and post pictures online, like with their freaking army, like magazines and stuff.
Yeah, I'm
with
pretty
topless.
Sure I've seen nip slip Jimin like on actual like selling.
That's why
like,
it doesn't make sense. Get
Instagram.
Those stickers out of here.
Jesus.
Covering up their stomachs and stuff.
Let them be free.
I know.
Free the nips. Also, oh yeah, one of the cool parts because I'm a huge basketball fan.
Yeah.
Haley knows this. Like I do fantasy basketball with my friends for the past like over 10 years. It feels like now.
Yeah.
So I know all my shit about NBA, and it was awesome because the NBA, they do exhibition matches around the world before, like, for preseason. So, the Wizards and the Warriors had one in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily enough, Yoongi was there. So, Suga was there
and
attended it. And it was cool. He was, like, living his best life.
Yoongi always goes to basketball games, though. I feel like he's really into
him
basketball.
Him and, like, JYP. Like, JYP the JYP himself.
Yeah. Like, so, like, it was cool because Yoongi was there watching their game in Tokyo.
And not just that, he got to meet Klay Thompson and Steph Curry.
And the other members, too. I saw, like, other players.
Other members of the Golden State Warriors.
There, he took pictures with a lot of them.
But more importantly, and then one of the Wizards players is Japanese. Ruri Hachimura.
Oh, that's
Hachimura.
True. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that's why it was really cool. And then, like, yeah, Steph Curry gave Suga his, like, game-worn shoes.
Yeah, the ones that he wore for the game.
Yeah.
He signed them and gave
them
to
Yoongi. That's why I said game-worn shoes.
I know. I'm just making it. I'm making it for people that don't understand that because I had to read it.
I believe people would understand what game and worn
But that
means.
Specific game that he wore.
Yes,
that's
what a game-worn shoe is. They wore it during that game.
He could have given his old game-worn
shoes.
No, because
he gives it out all the time.
Oh, does he? I don't know.
Most, like, I think all the time they give it to, like,
but
anyway,
he signed them.
It's game-worn and
signed. Them.
And then I think he gave
in return.
He gave him a bulletproof.
Yeah, it was the proof.
Oh, the proof album, right?
compact album. He signed it and gave it to Steph Curry.
That was cool, though.
Yeah.
There's some good pictures of that.
Wonder like, who he videos. Pulled for oh. his photo card. Hopefully it was Jin. Youngie. No, hopefully it's Youngie. Hopefully it's Jin.
The other funny thing that became like an instant meme. I saw it everywhere.
Oh, no.
Klay Thompson met Suga and Youngie, but whoever took, like one of the press took a photo of it with the worst angle ever. He looks like a little hobbit.
A midget.
A little munchkin, like a little child.
Yeah, like you could put Youngie in your pocket, basically.
Like, look it up, like BTS, like Klay Thompson and Youngie or Suga. Yeah. Look at it, and you'll be like, why?
The angle is horrible because Klay Thompson is closer to the camera, and Youngie's further away. So, of course,
Klay Thompson is already, like, 2 feet taller than
they
Youngie.
They should have switched it and it made it look...
It's like one of the elves is shaking hands with, like, with one of the hobbits.
I know.
From, like, Lord of the Rings. So like, in terms of, like, the size.
The height.
I don't know why they released that photo of all the photos.
But people were like, oh, my God, they did Youngie so dirty.
They did. They did so dirty.
I was like, Youngie looks tinier than usual.
Because, I mean, Youngie's fairly short already for, like, in the group, too.
Yeah, so that's true. Really him and Jimin are the tiniest.
They did him so dirty. That was the worst.
He probably doesn't care, though, to be honest.
He probably doesn't care, but at the same time, he's, like, probably annoyed. He's like, this is dumb. Why would you release this? Like, of all the photos, there's probably thousands of photos they could have done. But nope, the guy that was choosing the photos was like, oh, this is perfect. The best photo.
Damn.
100%. We'll make him look like he's 2 feet tall.
Pocket size. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a pretty good photo. What else do we have? Oh, Yeontan.
Oh, yeah. He's so cute.
Yeontan.
V's Yeontan dog, sighting. Yeontan.
He's so cute. Yeah, he's like a little cute. Like a little black palm with, like, cute eyebrows.
Yeah, like angry looking eyebrows.
Like evil eyebrows.
But yeah, V, he posted it on his stories this morning, actually.
It's been a while. I feel like I haven't seen anything like with Yeontan. Yeah. So it's cool, like playing with him.
So he had like a treat, and then but he made Yeontan like do little like give me your paw shake, and then like was it kiss?
Yes.
He does like kiss. And then, like, after that, like, Yeontan was, like, waiting. He kept, like, looking at the snack, and then V eventually, like, gave it to him, and he ran off. Did you see the ending? He just, like, took off.
Bye. He's like, this is all
I
wanted.
Hey, bye.
Catch you later.
Yeah, but his dog is so cute.
Yeontan is so cute, yeah. Yeontan, it was nice to see Yeontan, because I really always thought he's super cute.
He is really
and, like,
cute.
He has a lot of funny memes and stuff, too. Like,
I know.
When he's, like, hiding behind the door.
When V was playing with Bam.
Another dog. Yeah,
with Bam. Jungkook's dog.
So funny. What else? There's merch, apparently.
Oh, yeah. So
Artist
for
collection
the,
merch and...
Yeah, so for the concert in Busan, the Yet to Come, they're releasing the artist merch. You can buy it at the store.
The ones that they released, like, that went for thousands of dollars, right?
They're releasing it.
Well, there you go, Korea.
You
win again.
If you go into the concert, you can buy those.
You get fan signs, you get fan calls, in-person fan meets, you get university performances.
You get sold-out merch. Yep. You want to move to Korea?
Yes.
Okay.
You think I'm kidding. No, but I will probably get high cholesterol from all the food we'll be eating.
I probably moved to Japan first before Korea.
It's close enough.
Yeah,
shit,
that's true.
Twice just did they're doing their fan calls and everything in Japan right now.
No, I know.
Shit, let's move Japan.
Yep.
Shit.
And then because like the flight to Korea, if you want to visit, it's cheap already.
Oh my god, I miss Japan. We know it's open. We know. You don't have to tell us.
Yeah.
We finally found out it's open. But
we're just waiting for the right time.
Right time. Go. Because literally we had planned to go to Japan the same exact dates when Blackpink were going to be here. But I took it back and we were going to go see Blackpink because this is before we found out they opened up, you know, Japan travels
to
everyone.
Yeah, to be honest, like planning Japan in like less than a month would have been really hard.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have like more time to plan it and then
more time
to
save.
Exactly.
AKA recover.
Yeah.
My bank account needs to recover from this. This year
is bad.
Crazier than I would have ever imagined.
Yeah. For K-pop.
For spending in K-pop. It's been awesome though.
Yeah.
We have so many videos that we haven't posted at all. But
it's fine. It lives forever on my phone and I can just look back and be like, yes.
And I'm getting my new phone soon.
That's true.
I will be upgrading before we see Blackpink.
Thank God. I won't have to worry about
have my own HD awesome videos that can zoom in better.
Because I always have to worry about him like looking over my phone and getting sad because he's like, why do I even bother filming on my stupid phone?
Transferring from Android to like iPhone, you have to do it through like
Google Drive,
Or something. Because like if you do it directly, it's like the they made the quality shit when you
on purpose. On purpose,
100%.
Yeah,
it's to prevent people from having different types of phones.
It seems dumb though, because then it's like oh no, only iPhones. You can only be friends with someone that has iPhones. Yeah,
it's horrible. It's horrible.
But yeah,
stop the segregation.
I know, for
the
real.
Phone segregation. Just let it happen. Even if you try sending on Line,
yeah,
like Line the app, the messaging app, it's still the quality.
Yeah, dissolves the quality.
Google Drive is the way to go for keeping the high quality.
Yep. But that just takes fucking forever. Do you know how long it took me to upload those KCON ones for you? A week?
A while.
It felt like a week.
Then I have to download it. And that takes up even more space because they're like freaking like gigs of space.
Yeah, because I record in such high quality that
it's amazing, but it's the worst on like...
It eats up my space.
That's why my new phone I ordered, 1 terabyte.
Yeah.
I was like, F it. That's the biggest they have. I'll take it.
I wish there was no option for me when I got my phone.
So I got the 1 terabyte iPhone 14 Pro Max. And I got it in purple.
Deep purple.
Deep purple.
Doesn't
look
purple.
That's what she said. Mm. Anyways, I think that's... Oh, I do have one more BTS thing.
Mm.
This is actually one that I added.
Yeah.
It was interesting, though. So there was an article I saw. So the creative director of like Big Hit, Songdeok, we've seen him on Into the Island. Like, you know, he's like the main choreographer, helps produce the music. That's why he's literally, you know, the creative director.
Yeah.
So he's a creative director for BTS. He had like an interesting interview, and then he was saying like for training wise, Jungkook, they did a special one just for him, and because of Jungkook, he was like the pioneer of it. That they do this for all Big Hit and possibly all HYBE artists now.
Like all members or just one?
I think like I don't know if all the members from BTS did it, but I think for a lot of like you know maybe the Gen 4 groups and stuff, like I think they probably sent all the members now. So what they do is Jungkook was a pioneer. He was the first one they did it for. HYBE wanted, it said HYBE here.
Yeah.
So HYBE sends trainees to the U.S. So they train here in America for a little bit before they actually debut.
Oh.
So they train and go through training because Jungkook, they wanted to send one member to the U.S. to train for a little bit before debut. And this is when they were talking about it because it was a Big Hit at the time, right?
Jungkook was a baby back then.
Yeah. So they wanted... they wanted to send someone, and then they, the creative director, they can only choose one.
Oh, back
and then they had to choose, and he's like, you know what, Jungkook. I'll send Jungkook because
he's the youngest.
He's the youngest, but I think also because he's that too. That's probably like a big thing, but also because they thought he had the most potential to grow.
True. Yeah,
and he did. Apparently, he said when he came back from the U.S. after his training, he was almost like a different person. Like he like leveled up. It's like, you know, those anime time skips.
Yeah.
Where, like, you, like, level up and, like, strengthen and, like, go crazy. Because they said, like, he was more timid. And after going to the U.S. and coming back, he was...
More confident.
He's more confident. His skill level, like, jumped through the roof. He was able to... He's just, like, a different person in a good way. Like, he grew up kind of thing. So, like, after that, I think they said they're going to start sending everyone... Who's actually training to become like in their actual
group? Who
do
they send them to?
I don't know, but it's interesting. It's to the U.S., so I guess it toughens them up. Plus, like you know, because we have so many, it's like a melting pot of you know skills and different people. So you probably learn so many things from different like singers, dancers, and you learn all these types of genres.
That's
so
true.
So it's kind of cool that because you could probably send them here, get training that you'd probably get if you sent them to like. Multiple countries, but you could do it all in one place.
Right.
So that's cool that I read that. Like,
yeah.
Because I was like, damn, of course it would be Jungkook.
Right.
And then look at him now. Like, shoot. This guy could be like, if anything, he could have been like a solo artist for himself too.
It's true.
So that was an interesting thing that I read about. Looks like we actually got through all the K-pop. So it's anime and Genshin time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're still tuning in, I mean... I hope you're a fellow weeb or gamer, right? Because Genshin and anime, those are two topics we always used to always talk about in the beginning, like the beginning days of like when we first did Animunchies podcast that evolved into this.
Yeah.
But really briefly, so there's the new season of anime started.
Oh my God. So much good stuff.
So much. I mean, what have we watched
so
already?
So exciting. We watched the new Gundam series, Witch from Mercury.
What did you think? Because, I mean, I'm obviously a Gundam fan, but what did you... It was very unique. But I want to hear your take. Like, what did you think?
Well, I already cried.
That's true. In classic Gundam form. Like, yeah. In terms of, like, the UC century, like, all the kind of... Like, it's not connected to that anyway. No, it's its own timeline, like, kind of thing.
Well, it's good. I feel like when I've watched, like, the Gundam series with you, I've always enjoyed it. I like it more so now for the newer ones just because the animation is so fucking good, amazing.
Please, redo Gundam Wing. Like, please.
Can you imagine?
It's so outdated, but Gundam Wing would look so gorgeous.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful to see, like, with all the art and the CG that Gundam uses now. Oh, man. But this one was really cool because I came in the dark not knowing anything about which from Mercury.
Oh.
It's really, really good.
Is it a lesbian love story?
It looks like it. That's really cool, awesome. That's super unique because, like, even the main character, like, we're following a girl this time.
Yeah, she's a girl.
Obviously
pilot.
A teenage girl because it's usually teenage boys. But yeah, it's really good. We watched the prologue and we watched the first episode. So good. My Hero Academia is back.
What season is it? Six. Season six.
It's gonna be really good. This is a good arc. I told Haley already.
Yeah, because I feel like season five was just like building up to this.
It was like kind of slow, a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be wild. What else do we have?
We watched Spy Family Part 2.
Oh, we got the doggo.
Borf.
Borf.
Oh my God, I love Spy Family. Spy X Family. Good. Such a good show.
If you know someone that's watched it and says they don't like it, I don't know.
There's something wrong with them. Yeah.
That's a red flag. You could say the same thing for people who don't enjoy. I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen too.
I know, right?
Oh my god! So I'm finally reading the manga. It's so good. I'm so excited for JJK next season.
I know, he keeps telling me how good it's. I was like, when is the new season gonna come out?
Next year, 2023. Remember? I think we read something about it. 25 episodes.
Can't fucking wait. Yes.
Also, Chainsaw Man is coming out soon.
I can't wait for this one. That's next week.
The hype is real for this one. Like, I haven't read anything yet, so I'm curious. You know, it's been hyped up so much.
It looks so good from the teasers. Yeah, the same JJK. As JJK. I was like, man, it's going to be good already.
But then, we'll see the story. It looks pretty gruesome, too.
Just my type.
Blue Lock.
Yes.
One of another hyped...
hyped up anime.
Sports series.
Sports anime, yeah.
It's a soccer, football, wherever
you're from. It looks good, too. I watched the preview of it, and I was like, ooh.
Oh, I haven't even watched the preview.
The drawing is interesting.
I only know the stuff from Mark, our friend Mark, that's been recommending it.
No, the reason why I looked it up, because, like, Jirla was asking me, she's like, where are you watching Blue Lock? And then I was like, oh, it's not out yet. And she's like, oh, my God, I've been looking for it this whole time, and it's not even out yet.
So did she read it? Or
she said that it's one that she's just been wanting to
check out.
But I was like, and she's like, dang it, because then it's not out yet. So you know how she always likes to binge everything.
Yeah.
So she's going to have to wait
till this whole season. Not to mention, one of the big three. The original big three. I am talking Naruto,
One Piece,
and Bleach.
Yeah.
Bleach is fucking back.
Season it's gonna be 17? Here.
Holy shit. Because, I cannot wait. Because
I never finished the manga.
No.
No one expected this.
I had Haley try watching it from the beginning. And it doesn't look that bad.
No.
But literally, it's not even... It's in standard TV format. It's not even widescreen.
The animation is not bad.
But like I said, it's like... You know, during the days of... It's One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach. Yeah. And the dad before that was Dragon Ball. Paved the way for like Shonen. So it's a good time to be an anime fan. Especially like Shonen and everything.
Yeah. So that's what we would be doing every single week.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's like every day of the week we have an anime that we need to watch.
I need to watch that Blue Lock trailer. Because, I mean, it's crazy. Because I know Haley was not like, she never really watched any sports anime.
Except for Free.
Oh, yeah. For different reasons.
Not even fucking like a real.
For fan. For fan service. Service reasons for.
Hey, but you like the songs. You like that anime.
I love the soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack
OST
is so good.
For Free. Is like one of the best OSTs. It's so good. But then you watched Haikyuu.
Haikyuu is on another level.
That's like a sports anime is supposed to be. Like that draws you in because of the characters, like the action sequences. Oh, perfect.
Haikyuu
I think it's like the
like
perfect
the,
sports.
The best like sports anime for me.
Best team sports anime, 100%. Because I like Hajime no Ippo. Makes you want to exercise. But like team sports, oh my God. Nothing holds a candle to it.
I'm still like... Kind of sad that it's only going to be two movies instead of a
I know
a last season. It's like my
quintessential quintuplets all over again.
I mean, it sucks, but
we'll definitely watch it. Yes, yeah. Yes, we have our friends who watch that. And lastly, Genshin. We actually have some Genshin stuff.
Mm.
Genshin wise, is it Layla or Lila?
Layla, I think
she like so they like they kind of leaked her burst, and it looks like.
Ganyu?
As our friend Jirla would put it, a bootleg Ganyu. And as I put it, we have Ganyu at home burst. Because it looks like Ganyu's, like it has that wide, like that spread out kind of thing.
Is she 4-star?
I don't know, actually. So. Shit, I think she is.
I think she is. Yeah, she's on. Whose banner is that?
Oh, shit. Is she with the Archon?
I think so.
Have you seen the Archon's banner? I keep forgetting her name because I suck at names.
Nahida? Yeah.
Dude, her, I'm excited. I've been saving all my gems for her.
You better play the storyline. Because
her burst is like freaking Jujutsu Kaisen domain.
Oh, yeah, domain expansion.
Like literally, it's a domain expansion.
She's crazy and she's tiny little fairy.
And it's like, yeah, oh my God, it's freaking wild. The range is like the whole. It's like bigger than the domains.
Yeah.
Like the domains you go into to do like
I was going to pull for Sino, but then I'm just going to hold off and just pull for her and then
I mean, I was going to pull for Al's coming I think soon after, right?
Next year, I think.
You got to just go after you do your damage for the Archon.
I know.
I need her for my Archon collection.
Right. So and I want her because she's so cute.
She's cute too. And she looks like her man, her skills and she looks
OP.
That honestly, the burst sold it for me. I was like, "It's a domain expansion. It's wild."
I need a dendro.
You
need
to like you. And that's the main.
I have Kolei. I kind of have Kolei.
Oh, that's right. I got the free Kolei. So, I want an actual like a dendro one that I would be using a lot. So that's now I could do a full Archon group.
Yep.
Finally have it.
That's true. Well, me Venti, too.
Zhongli, Raiden, and now we got Nahida.
I have. Wow, those three
you caught
well.
Up so fast.
How I know.
I can't believe you have all the arc. You will be having all the arc.
I know, yep.
And you're like a late bloomer to the game. I'm like
actively playing again, too.
She is. That's all she does when she her day's off, like half the day. That reminds me. I need to start. Yeah, I need to start getting into all
you
these.
You have to do the events because you know what? They're giving so many primos.
Oh,
I'm almost at 30K.
Okay, okay. So that means we're going to have to end this podcast so I can start working on that. So thank you everyone for joining us. As always, every week we got Genshin, we got anime, but we always, of course, most importantly, have K-pop to talk about. So thank you for joining us. As always, we're available on all platforms. And please check us out on TikTok and Instagram on Permission to Stand
Podcast. Oh my God. Because
we still have our videos and everything.
Yeah.
Like, so we'll be having Blackpink soon in the next couple months and a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll be finally uploading our like 17 and more KCON stuff because we have so much.
That reminds me, I need to go through my 17 videos and upload them on my stories at least.
Well, hopefully soon enough. So thank you for joining us as always. Take care. Until always, the next episode, stay safe and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.